You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
At times, I think we can all find it a little bit tricky as blind or partially sighted people to find a truly accessible option when we are looking for a holiday, whether that might be a city break here in the UK or travelling further afield. Well, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are going to find out all about Seeable Holidays, a not-for-profit social enterprise organisation who provide accessible, tailored and group holidays for visually impaired people. Seeable Holidays were recently announced as the Small Organisation winner in the 2025 Disability Confident Awards, and they are also recognised as an RNIB Visibly Better Employer too. I'm delighted to say that founder of Seeable Holidays, Damiano LaRocca, joins me now to tell me more about Seeable Holidays. Hello Damiano, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on winning the Small Organisation Award in the Disability Confident Awards 2025.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Toby. Such a nice introduction. It's a great pleasure to be here.
We will come on to the Disability Confident Award in a moment. But firstly, Damiano, would you mind telling me a little bit about how Seeable Holidays came about, as I believe you were inspired to set up the organisation by your father's charitable work when you were studying in London?
That is correct. So around 20 years ago, my father was hit by a drunk driver and he ended up in an hospital, and he befriended a young man named Martino, who was in a similar accident in a different bed. My father recovered the use of his legs. Martino sadly did not. And during their conversations and interactions in the hospitals, Martino expressed his desire to try scuba diving. At the time, accessible scuba diving was not available in Sicily, and my father, being an experienced diver, decided to teach Martino how to scuba dive, and then he went on to receive the Guinness World Record as the first paraplegic man to dive to 59 meters. So this was a great start, and together with Martino, they set up a charity called Life, which was Life Improvement for Everyone. And then one day, a blind girl approached them and asked them to learn how to scuba dive. So my father couldn't say no. And together with Benny, the girl, decided to create a program for blind and partially sighted to learn how to scuba dive. And then she went on to get her own Guinness World Record. At the time I was studying at the university, I was studying tourism, and I decided to research more about what was on offer for blind people and wheelchair users. And I discovered that there wasn't much available, and I just wanted a challenge. I wanted to see whether people wanted to go to Sicily to learn how to scuba dive. And then it kind of went on from there.
That sounds fantastic. And Seeable Holidays offer both tailored and group holidays for visually impaired people. Would you mind explaining to me the difference between the two types of holidays and maybe a couple of examples of places that visually impaired people have been on for their holidays?
Of course. So we actually started off for many years as tailored holidays. And we launched the group holidays only after COVID. Just to start off, so we are the, I guess we can say, the only UK tour operator to offer local, DBS-checked and fully trained local sighted guide service, which it's a person that basically assists you throughout the holiday. And in a tailored holiday, they are around for 10 hours, more or less 8 to 10 hours a day, from breakfast until dinner with a break during the afternoon. It's important to know that they live at the destination. So when you choose a tailored holiday, you basically click on our tailored holiday section. You choose one of the destinations where we do have sighted guides, and you choose from the list of activities, and you choose when you want to go and which sort of accommodation. And it's literally like any other tour operator or travel agencies, but everything has been tailored for blind and partially sighted. So we put together a package that includes, you know, guides every day, activities, accommodation. We don't sell flights, but we will help you sort of buying your own flight. We help you book special assistance at the airport if it's needed. And then you get to the airport, you fly off, and you will meet your local guide at the destination that you're going to. The group holidays, something that we are now expanding a lot more, it's still, you know, it still works in the same way. We do offer sighted guides, which are local to the destination. But in a group holiday, we decide the dates. We just make a calendar of holidays. We choose a destination and we put together an itinerary. And people can join as a solo traveler or as a couple or as a group of friends. And the group holidays is usually range between 4 and 10 participants, so kind of small groups anyway. And the guiding is 1 to 2, unless someone really wants an extra 1-to-1. In that case, we just price it up and we find the cost of an extra guide. But usually 1-to-2, and it's working. It's actually working pretty well. And yes, so both holidays are really excellent options. It really depends what you want to do as a VI. Do you want to meet other people? Do you want to do your own things? And the tailored holidays are for individuals, couples, families, with a small group of friends as well, and charities, which is actually something that we really are working hard on, collaborating with charities to organize a charity holiday or a charity trip. So with the charity, we work mainly to understand the purpose of the trip, whether it is just a relaxing holiday for the members or a bonding experience or maybe a specific activity like skiing. And yeah, so this is something that we are exploring a little bit more. So if, you know, if there are any charities that are happy to know more, we also offer a discount to charities, which is very usually helpful to bring costs down for their members.
And what sort of places have people been on for their holidays?
So for tailored holidays, we have a winter sun destination, which is Lanzarote. We have a couple of all year round destinations like the cities in Italy. We have Rome, Naples, Bologna. Sicily is our oldest destinations, where we have, I think, the biggest selection of activities and kind of the most trained guides. And then we go a little bit further to Thailand, Cambodia. We just did an amazing safari. And the UK, actually, we have launched the UK holidays in the past few years. And so we have, I think, London and Edinburgh, our main destinations. But we literally just launched Aviemore in Scotland, which is a brilliant, brilliant destination.
And you mentioned about the local sighted guides who provide a lot of support for blind and partially sighted people on the holidays. Where do you find the local guides? And do you train them yourselves in visual awareness and sighted guiding?
Yes. So I have developed training throughout the years. You can imagine my first year when I launched without any sort of experience. I just met this lovely gentleman. I think he was about 80 years old at the airport. And I realized the moment I saw him that I actually needed to stay with him for the whole day, every day. And from that moment on, I have jotted down a training on how to look after people on holiday. Then I have paired up with the trainings that I have received from Victor Children. I have volunteered in a lot of their family weekends. So I've received the training from them. I've done also a training with guide dogs. And together with the local guides, every time there was something new to add, we would add it to the training. So it's always a work in progress, the training, because as you know, every visual impairment is different. So we need to learn how to adapt to all the different types of vision impairments. But now I have also a fantastic set of glasses that we use with about 9 different types of lenses to make the experience more immersive, to let our sighted guides understand all the different or most of the major sight impairments. And how do I find the guides? Well, that's an interesting one. So it all started, obviously, with my first guide in Sicily, which my first guide was Francesco. And he was just my very old schoolmate that it had just happened to be in between jobs when I started. And I've asked him, do you want to guide with me? And from then, he became one of our best guides. And then As I developed the new destinations, I was looking at Rome, for example, and I had some friends from university that were now back in Rome, and they were working in tourism, and I asked them, do you want to become guides? So at the beginning, it was, you know, sort of like friends in place. But obviously now, as we are growing, we are working sometimes with local agencies. So the first choice is to find someone local that already works with blind and partially sighted people, whether it's a charity or a cultural place. So we try and look for people that have already experience, and we then just check on their training to see if it's up to our standard, and then we run a training holiday, which basically means that they are going to practice our standard of guidings with some of our existing clients. We then, if we don't find anyone that's already been working with the community, we go to travel agencies that work in the accessible tourism. So anything really from people with wheelchairs, people with mental disabilities. And we check if they are happy to receive our training and if they have guides that would like to explore more, you know, the opportunity to work with us.
What sort of feedback do you get from blind and partially sighted people who have been on a seeable holiday, whether that's a tailored or group holiday?
Feedback is a very important part, actually, of our process. We have received a lot of good feedback, obviously, in the past few years, in the past 10 years, actually. But if there is something that we need to adjust on, we act on it very quickly, and we kind of, you know, if there is a need of retraining, we look at that. Or if there is a need of changing accommodation and activity, we're a small team and a small company, so we can act on feedback pretty well. But 85% of our clients are all existing clients. So we have a very big, you know, people return to us quite often the same year, the year after, or the same year.
Well, I must say something about your good holidays, mustn't it?
Yes, I hope so. We do struggle to find new people because I guess it's a new concept. So once people try the holidays, they realize, you know, that it's probably the best option that there is for this specific type of holidays. And once they try, they keep on coming. So that's a guarantee.
Damiano, we must talk about Seeable Holidays winning the Small Organisation Award in the 2025 Disability Confidence Awards, which recognise employers who support disabled people in the workplace. This must mean so much to you and the rest of the Seeable team having won this award.
It does. It really does. We have a non-executive director who's blind, Darren, and we have two full-time employees which are partially sighted. And really, we are working with them to understand how to make it accessible and how to make it a comfortable place to work and enjoyable. And it's really like we kind of join forces on this. So the winning of the award recognized this hard work that we're doing, which is amazing. And it actually is, a step from the visibly better employed, because the visibly better gave us a lot of guidance on how to, you know, how to run the interviews, how to promote accessibility in the workplace. And then it was quite an easy step to get the disability awards, because we followed everything on the visibly better award. So the two kind of complemented each other.
Oh, that's brilliant. It's really good to hear. And what might be a couple of highlights of holidays coming up over the next few months and maybe into the autumn and winter?
There is a very, very big trip that I think a lot of people will find this an experience of their lifetime, and it's the Ecuador and Galapagos Islands trip. It's a very big one. It's 18 days, and we travel all around Ecuador, and then we fly to the Galapagos to visit the giant tortoise breeding center. And so that's kind of our next big, really big trip. Before that, there is a couple of European things that we are running that are kind of popular. We almost do them every year. But there is a new one, which is Disneyland Paris, which is quite exciting. We've never done this before. And yeah, we have a multi-city Italian adventure, which is something I'm developing for the first time, where we combine two destinations. And it's actually three destinations in this case, because you do Naples, Florence, and Pisa. So it's, yeah, it's to get a little bit of more from the trip, and especially for, we get a lot of Americans, for people that come all the way from the US. But also we have a lot of people from the UK that actually enjoy the Italian cities.
Finally, Damiano, where can listeners go to find out more about Seeable Holidays, and what would be the best way for them to contact you and maybe book for a holiday?
I guess that the best way is to call our office, because either Daniel or Lucy, which are our visually impaired staff members, they will go through the holidays and they will tell you, what's suitable based on your requirements, or they will simply tell you the prices of the group holidays. And there is everything listed on the website as well. So the website is seeable.co.uk, which is spelled S for sugar, E A B for Bravo, L for Lima, E for Echo, .co.uk. And you can also email us if you want and request a call back at daniel@seeable.co.uk or lucy@seeable.co.uk. And then we are all in social media as well. So if you prefer to get in touch with us through social media, you just type Seeable Holidays on Facebook, or I don't know, some people have Instagram. We are pretty much on the main ones. So if people want to call us, our direct line is 0203-375-6947.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Damiano, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about Seeable Holidays.
Oh, thank you, Toby. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully I'll see you in one of our holidays soon.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.